Kelly Johnson has had ALS for 7 years now, and it's making everyday life increasingly hard for her. Here she is laboring to talk with State Representative Don Hill in her Emporia home.
How often are you going to your doctor in Kansas City?
Every 6 months. I usually go every 3 months, about...
Hill, a moderate Republican from Emporia, is one of several lawmakers co-sponsoring a Right to Try bill. It would allow terminally ill Kansans like Johnson to try promising drugs that have passed only the earliest stages of FDA testing. During his visit to her home, Hill briefs Johnson on his strategy for moving the bill through the legislative process.
I've met a couple of times. I saw him again yesterday with Dan Hawkins, who's the chair of the Health Committee in the House. One of his thoughts is that we might...
Johnson spends a lot of time on the internet, searching for drugs that could possibly help slow the disease that is taking her life. She's found one, but the drug is still being tested, and the company that makes it says it could be 3 years before it clears the FDA and reaches the market. Johnson can't wait that long. But her wait may not be shortened, even if Hill's bill passes in the 2016 session. More than 20 states, including Missouri, have right-to-try laws on the books. But even in those states, drug companies remain reluctant to distribute their products prior to FDA approval. Federal legislation being pushed by Kansas Congressman Kevin Yoder might be more helpful to people like Johnson in the future. It would double federal funding for medical research and speed the FDA approval process. Yoder, a Republican who represents the Kansas City area, is a fiscal conservative. But during a floor speech this summer, he said medical research and the drug approval process are not places to pinch pennies.
We know each year 600,000 people will die of cancer. We know each year in the United States, 700,000 people will die of Alzheimer's. These are real people, real families that are in anguish over these and many other diseases.
But not everyone thinks the FDA should be approving more medications more quickly. Kansas City Attorney John Parisi represents people who say they've been harmed by prescription drugs or medical devices. More than 10,000 lawsuits have been filed against drugs like Yasmeen and Vioxx. Parisi says that shows that the FDA is already struggling to keep dangerous products off the market.
Because the consequences of putting a drug on the market too soon, you can be seen by these, again, this list of drugs where there's all these people who have suffered unintended, right, or undisclosed side effects as serious as, you know, loss of life. So while you want to get the drug to the market, you want to make sure the drug is safe and effective.
Johnson is well aware of the risks, but she says it should still be her choice to make.
I would like to see a little more flexibility.
I would like to see a little more flexibility, she says. Understand that we are able to make an informed choice when we have all the information. This debate requires lawmakers to strike a balance between protecting the public and preserving the rights of individuals. And until they figure out how to do that, Johnson and others like her will have to wait. For Heartland Health Monitor, I'm Andy Marceau.